a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Yesterday went to Bunnings to pick up some outdoor furniture.
Wow, look at you.
I've got a deck now, mate. I need to fill it with something other than children's toys and stuff, which is what it's been.
Is it a covered deck?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. A little breeze flows through. It's nice. Good little spot in Lara there. Anyway, it's been sort of a bit of a process because I don't know if you've seen the price of outdoor furniture lately, but it is mental.
Yeah.
So expensive.
I haven't ever looked because I've just known that it's just not for us.
You want a couch? $1,500.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
And so can I leave it outside all the time? Oh, no, you have to pack it down and make sure you take all of the elements inside.
Or a cover.
So what you're selling me is an indoor couch. Mm. For outside.
But because it says it's outside, it's $1,500.
Well, outside.
I don't even pay that much money for surgery. for essential surgery. So come on, I'm not going to pay that much for outdoor. Anyway, we sorted it out. Well, no, we did it. No, we found a nice little starter kit anyway. So that's fine. So we went there and picked it up and it's quite a substantial sort of box and you do the click and collect thing and Mum and Anthony came along.
I was going to say, this sounds like a trailer involved and it sounds like Anthony was there.
Yeah, no, well, so my stepdad Anthony, he's a very, very handy man. So he and I actually got in the boot of their car. It wouldn't fit in the boot of our car, but fit in the boot of their car. So we got it in there, no worries, and Goldie was there too. So there was the four of us and we're rolling around Bunnings and having a good old time. And they wanted to get some stuff from the nursery area.
Love it.
So we were having a look there and, you know, I did the veggie patch. Look at this veggie patch that I built in with Anthony.
Built with your bare hands and hurt your wrist.
I told you the whole thing. No, that's a different thing. I was digging a hole that I hurt my wrist. Mm. This was when
did you build the veggie patch?
We built the box. We bought the pine, the lengths of pine, and bolted it all together,
got
the dirt from the Elko Sand and Soil. Shout out to those guys.
Oh wow, you are a change individual.
Yeah. Anyway, so moral is I'm a veggie guy now, right? So
you're watching Gardening Australia yet?
Yes.
See, amazing. Welcome to this.
When Carly was away or out on a Friday night a while ago, and I was on the couch and I found myself just watching Costa and his
crew. How times have changed.
Yeah, I know, right?
You used to find a second to yourself on the couch.
Yeah.
Whip out the PlayStation.
Xbox. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not PlayStation.
Sorry.
Mate.
All right. Whatever rude. Controller.
Anyway. In the nursery, yesterday, wandering around, looking at seedlings. Mm-hmm. Our veggie patch is full for now, so I'm not in the market.
Sorted, okay.
But I am always, as you know, interested in chilies.
Yeah.
And the plants and growing my own is part of what I've done in the veggie patch. And look, you know, of all the things that we've got in there, they're probably struggling the most.
Oh, that's okay.
So I'm a little bit concerned. So I am I do have a roving eye for chili plants to just sort of see sort of what else is out there.
Yeah.
And maybe possibly pick up some new ones that I can pop in once these ones die.
Okay.
Much like love.
Yeah. Disregard the old.
Yes, that's right. But do you know, have you seen at Bunnings how some of the chili plants are grown enough to have actual chilies hanging off them?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you know how at the produce section of the supermarket you grab a grape?
Mate, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. We've discussed that on the show before.
So at Bunnings yesterday I was sampling chilies from chili plants.
Dude,
to know which one I like.
You steal strawberries from containers.
No, not strawberries. It's blueberries, mate.
Yeah, even more expensive. Like, no.
But less big.
The Bunnings is not a taste test style place.
I think it's okay.
Know your place. No place is a taste test place unless you're at a taste test place. If they specifically say.
Truer words never spoken.
Well, 100%.
No, I think it's okay. Look, if I want to know what kind of chilies I'm growing, because sometimes they just taste like capsicum, I want to give me a spicy chili.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't find one that I really liked.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's fine then.
Yeah, my mum was horrified. She's like, "What are you doing? You can't eat the plants." And I was like, "I'm just testing the chilies."
That's all you have to say.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Oh, I really wanna
know. What TV theme? What TV theme?
Do they play this at Harvard, Cameron Lee?
Sorry, can't hear you. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What TV theme?
It's growing on me. This.
What TV theme?
Well done. I thought you were going to talk over it, but you've actually got a lot better.
What TV theme?
No, Tom does that.
That's close.
What TV theme?
Catch it. Better make up
your mind. What TV theme?
I don't know if it's better if I don't turn down the volume when you guys talk or
not.
No
one can hear us.
Yeah.
No.
Just a bit of sort of mumbling in the background, which is our show to a T, isn't it? Okay, here's how it works. I play little bits of TV theme songs. You cast your minds back and remember. Well, that's a different game.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But you try and work out what TV show it's the theme song for. It's a very simple game, and it's a best of three arrangement. Your names are your buzzers.
Lingy.
Loggy. Thanks so much to Stan for getting behind this.
Yeah,
so that,
absolutely.
Because I'm an audio guy.
Have you started watching Billy the Kid yet on Stan?
No.
No, I want to start watching that one.
Tell you what, Carly and I just this week finished season two, and it's as many episodes as there is of Killing It, which stars Doug Judy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Ah, cute.
And it's written by Dan Gore and the team from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So if you're into Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I strongly recommend Killing It.
Okay, cool.
Very, very cool show.
That's what I'm going to do in this comp. I'm going to kill it.
It's
doubtful, isn't it?
All right.
Don't ruin the game, Log.
Have we tested buzzers?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Question number one. Where was I?
Ling.
I'm going to give that to Lingy.
That's 2.5 men.
Just because he deserves one.
I was quicker.
Tom. We can be honest about it.
Great show,
great
by the way.
Great show.
When Charlie Sheen was in it.
Yeah, Ashton probably didn't need to come on board.
No.
When I was looking for that intro, they tried to give me the Ashton Kutcher one where the boy is like a grown up.
Yeah, we don't want that.
And his voice is broken.
I was comfortably first.
No, you weren't, but you need all the help you can get.
Okay.
So
I'm still 1-0.
That's okay.
Here we go. Question number two. What TV theme is this?
Can you stop dancing like that, Tom? I don't know.
I know the song.
Yeah. Is it Aussie?
No.
Really? Oh.
Loggy. Is it True Blood?
No, it's not. Good show, though. I'm going to write that down for another week.
Okay. Oh,
give me lots and lots of clues now because I get a free shot at this.
Is that how it works? I'm not sure.
So
it's an American show.
Yeah.
And it's about how to get away with murder.
Loggy. How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes, correct.
She already had a go.
No, but
I gave you the name of the show and you looked at me blankly.
Yeah,
you don't
was I
deserve
supposed
that
to
point.
Do?
Even if you had have eventually gotten there, you don't deserve it.
I thought maybe there was a different name to it, but yeah, no, okay, that's on me. 1-1. Let's go.
I was not willing to hold your hand there.
Yeah,
all
fair.
Right. Here we go. Question number three. Question number three. What TV theme is this?
Loggy.
What?
Do you know what it is?
No, of course I don't.
Come on. Do you want me to give you a go?
It's
don't toy with me now.
It's a 90s show.
Yeah. You're going to help him.
Yeah. It's a 90s show. We're in a New York apartment.
Does it feel good being so superior to me?
And you know what? Tell me why. I would say.
Is it Frasier?
No,
but Helen Hunt has just finished sort of chasing hurricanes or tornadoes around. Tell me.
No, this is pre-hurricane time.
I don't care.
Mad about you.
Yes. How did he do it, guys?
Oh, what a win.
No, I'm not paying that as a win.
Nah, well done, Log.
We can do question number four if you
go
want.
On,
All right,
tiebreaker. Tie
pace is of the essence with this one, okay?
Loggy loves just feeling like she's better than me.
All right.
I'm like Cameron Ling in 2009.
Type what? Tiebreaker. What TV theme is this?
Loggy. Nah, you suck. Captain Kim.
Yeah.
I never watched an episode.
Oh, what?
Goodness. Hand in your Australian citizenship.
I know, it's bad.
Give me your passport. Give me your passport.
Yeah, passport's easier to say.
Well done, Log. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It came on.
I did say paces of the essence, so she was always going in as soon as it started.
Yeah,
no,
see, I'm
it
starting
doesn't
to wonder if that magical screen in front of you has all the answers on it.
See, I'm singing along with the theme song. It means I know it.
All right, that'll do it for What TV Theme for this week. Thanks to our mates at Stan. They got the biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan. What?
I was going to go, yeah, but then that's
Stan.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. What TV Theme? Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, this story went viral this week. It's about a chick. We're going to England for this one.
Zoom.
And
hello.
Hello. She hired out a library book. Mm. She got a book from the library and it's called Tolkien's World, right?
As in J.R.R. Tolkien?
Yeah. Yep. Tolkien's World by Randall Helms. Okay. And she got it at the Blackpool Libraries branch.
Okay.
45 years ago.
Right.
Okay.
And then just returned it this week. They're like...
No questions asked.
Well, see, in 2019, they stopped having late fines. Because the libraries are just like...
She's waiting for amnesty.
Maybe. I don't know. She
borrowed
just said...
in 1978. That's a long time
76.
Ago.
76. She said that, oh, yeah, I did, you know, I forgot to return it, that I found it, and I thought, I better take it back.
Yeah, I was only halfway through.
Yeah.
Had to read it.
And I was thinking, oh, my God, this fine would have been huge, right? It was only like 100-something pounds. It would have been. But that's gone.
Still.
Since 2019.
100 pounds she doesn't have to sort of... donate to her local library service and keep them afloat.
I kind of feel like 45 years, that's yours now, isn't it?
Well,
if you borrowed something for that long.
It becomes yours.
Well, kind of. Or does it?
Oh, yeah. The book, I still think that's a library book.
Yeah.
See, it just prompted me. So I've got a mate who, so every year, Boxing Day, we have a cricket match and a bit of a get-together at our house. All our old mates.
We get it. Your place is the MCG. Yeah. You've got a massive home. You've got a massive backyard.
No, a bit of backyard cricket. And this same mate always, so he's left his esky at my house after a Boxing Day. And then the following year, on the morning of Boxing Day, rings me. Hey, have you still got my esky from last year? I'm like, yeah, it's still sitting here. He goes, cool. I'll bring some ice and a few beers around.
Yeah.
I'll use the esky. Okay, fast forward, has a good day. I'll say, do you want to take your esky with you? And he's like, no, I'll come back in the next couple of days and I'll grab the esky. You just keep a hold of it.
Yeah.
Fast forward, another year, Boxing Day morning.
Wow.
Rings. Hey, have you still got my esky? I'm like, yeah, of course I still do. 7 years.
Seven years.
Boxing days.
The same Boxing Day esky has been sitting there.
Yeah, that's your esky now.
100% that's your esky.
So that's
now.
My esky.
That's your esky.
Oh, okay,
you haven't asked for it to be borrowed. See, that's the reverse. It's like taking a book to the library, you know, and leaving it there for 45 years. And being like, you can't hire this out. It's my book. It's your esky now.
So I got a message from Damo from Belmont, who gets involved with the show quite often, and he said he had a library situation as well.
Oh.
Can't call because he's on public transport, but he had an audiobook of Alice Through the Looking Glass, or sequel to Alice in Wonderland, and it was two cassettes. And he borrowed it from his local library when he was in primary school, age 9, and then never returned it. His family moved away interstate, and then when they came back for a visit like 11 years later when he was 20, he brought it back with him. And he carried that shame for that whole time and was so worried about what was going to happen to him, what the punishment was going to be, that he wore a hoodie, ran up to the front of the library, slammed it through the return chute and bolted away. Never went back. Doesn't know if he owes the money or not.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant story.
Isn't that so funny when they're like, when people are criminals and when they're not criminals?
Yeah.
Clearly not a criminal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We have been talking about how long until it's yours. You were telling the story about, was it 45 years?
Yeah, 45 years. A library book was taken out in the UK and was just returned this week.
Which I... kind of after that time you go, we'll just keep the book.
Just it's yours.
It's yours. While we were talking about it, Tommy, you gave that great one, the message you got about the person sneaking the audio cassette book back to the library but wearing a hoodie.
With a hoodie on, yeah.
They were so scared that they were going to get caught and how much they owed and all that. Classic story. It was Damo, I think, said
that one. Yeah, from Belmont, yeah.
Through. It prompted my memory. Didn't, like a year or so ago, you told us you had a couple of TVs in storage that you were looking after for someone?
Oh, the next door neighbours left and they said, hey, can you hold our TV in your garage?
For a couple of days.
For a couple of days.
I'll be back.
It's been a year.
What have you done with those?
Funny you should ask. It's really good timing because obviously in the build-up to summer, we're getting our deck organised. And so there was a 65 and a 42-inch TV that were left in...
Were stored in your garage?
Our garage. And
not left.
And obviously the 65 has been moved inside the house at Mum and Anthony's.
Oh.
Because, I mean, it's just going to waste there in the garage.
Yeah, even someone if they think come of the poor TV. I mean, it can't do what it's want to do.
But as I said earlier, we've just got that outdoor setting of the couches and stuff. And we've got a dining table out there as well. All we need is, we've got a fridge. All we need is
it's a 42-inch hole.
A 42-inch TV, just a little sort of mount there out there so we can sort of watch some... Obviously not cricket over summer, but some sort of good sport. And
so you've officially claimed the TV's.
I did say to Mum and Anthony, I'm claiming that one. Thank you. I'm going to put that out on the deck. So
it's officially yours.
That's going to be my deck TV. And look, again, they're still there. If the guy comes back, I'll take the bracket. No, I won't. I'll stop answering Mum and Anthony's calls and I'll cut them out of my life.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is very, very exciting. It was the other part of the draft, the AFL draft, last night. Geelong took 5 players in last night's section of the
draft. Just in last night's one?
Yes.
Wow.
Correct. So Mitch Edwards at pick number 32, Sean Manor at pick number 36, Ollie Wiltshire at number 61, Lawson Humphreys at number 63, but at pick number 58, I think he's going to become a favourite straight away of ours, was George Stevens.
Yeah.
And George is on the line right now. Congratulations, George. Welcome to the Cats.
Yeah, thank you so much. It means a lot coming from you, but that was a nice introduction for me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, see, I was going to welcome you, but it wouldn't have had the same pizzazz, you see.
Not quite, I don't think. Sorry, no disrespect to you, Loggy.
At least he's honest. That's a good sign, mate. We're pumped to get you to the Cattery. Did you know last night that the Cats were looking at you or that they were going to take you?
No, to be honest, I'm not at all. I spoke to my manager early on in the day and he said that the Cats had shown a little bit of interest and sort of if the time was right, they might be able to take me. And then they had 2 picks in the 30s, which obviously mentioned that they took a few boys there, Mitch and Sean, which was awesome. But after they sort of got through them two, to be honest, I don't want to put this the wrong way, but I probably expected to go... sort of before their next couple of picks. And then as the night went on, I got a little bit more nervous, but then also a little bit more excited that the Cats could potentially be back on track. And then it all happened. So it was unbelievable.
Oh, we've seen the video. So Loggy's got the video of you with your family as the pick is read out. Now, it is priceless. It gives me goosebumps because that feeling of you... That moment where you know your dream of playing in the AFL is alive and you've been drafted, it's pretty special. You're a South Warrnambool boy, obviously played with the Ballarat Rebels as well in the what's it called now, the Talent League. I go to call it the TAC Cup every time, George. I'm sorry about that. That moment when your name is read out and all the family almost pile on top of you, how special was that?
You put it greatly. It was I can't describe it, and I don't think I ever will be able to properly describe that feeling because sort of the feeling of tension and things like that and the anxiety that you have throughout the whole night, and we were sort of working it out last night, but basically that whole family, we sat through 5 minutes worth of 57 picks, so times 5 by 57, we sat there for a fair amount of time, so... When you finally hear the word George, I don't even remember what happened after that.
George, Lingy had, when he was drafted back in 99, he had that same feeling of tension. The payoff was slightly different, though. Let's have a listen.
Player number 3876, Cameron Ling from the Geelong Falcons. Well, that is fantastic.
George, they didn't have a crowd there for that.
Not getting much there at all.
Crickets. And we also learned yesterday that he was drafted as a full forward. What are you going to bring to the Cats? What type of player are you for people who don't know?
Hopefully at this stage I'm a midfielder. I'm a bit sort of taller, stocky inside midfielder. But also have the versatility. I started the year at halfback as well, so I like to use all my football skills. Probably lack sort of some athletic traits that some other people have, but I like to sort of dial that down with my football skills. So I like to really clean in the contest and then use my foot skills as well. So yeah.
Mate, we can't wait to see it on display. Lingy, as a storied Cats player, not quite Hall of Famer, but certainly one of the all-time greats. Have you got a parting piece of advice for young George?
No. Well, I do. Just go for it. Give it everything, George. I know you will, because I don't know you yet, but I have heard some anecdotal stories about the way you've gone about your footy, and I think you'll give it your absolute all. Enjoy your time at the Cats. We are so excited for you. Congratulations again. Yay. Thanks so much for having a chat with us this morning.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on. I'm happy, more than happy to be a local at the Geelong now, and I can't wait to get stuck into it.
All right, can't wait, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.